I'm Eric Harley. We're at the ATA Management Conference and Exhibition 2014 in San Diego. Joining us right now is ATA Vice Chairman and the President of Jet Express Incorporated, Kevin Birch. Kevin, how are you?
Eric, good morning.
Good morning. To see you.
Good seeing you again.
Let's talk about Trucking Moves America Forward. This is a great initiative. Let's go back to the beginning. Where did this all begin?
Steve Ponder with Great West Casualty Insurance. He and I were at an airport. We were delayed. Imagine that. And we were talking. We're going to a convention. And Steve and I said to each other, you know, it looks like it's the same old thing. We need to talk about the driver shortage and the image. And I wish we could come up with some initiative to put a little jolt to it.
Right.
And that's when we went to the members, if you will, of ATA and some other groups, Act One, and said, hey, why don't we come up with something? And eventually it became known as Trucking Moves America Forward.
Right. And so how do you get the message out? How do you get other people involved? And who else is involved in this?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Eric. You know, it's the people. It's, you know, we need to get, this isn't just an ATA initiative. This is the folks at OIDA. And I've often said in the Tow Truck Drivers Association, the Tankers
Right.
Association.
Yeah.
We've, you know, one thing that we have in common is the fact that we all want professional truck drivers. And I think over the years, Eric, we've had these silos, if you will, where we say you're an LTL or a truckload or a flatbed or a reefer. Really, you're a professional CDL cardholder, if you will, license holder.
Sure.
And we've got an image problem. So why don't we all unite, not talking about rates, not talking about the equipment that you drive, but a flatbed person and a reefer, we should express to the public and our public, our politicians, that we are safe and we are important to the America's economy.
Right.
And so why can't we unite under one unit, common thread on that? So that's what we did.
Right. And there are plenty of great actors that are really in this whole group of individuals and groups that are putting all this together and really moving this initiative forward. There are a lot of people that are making great contributions. We talked to Pilot Flying J. This is a contribution well over $1 million, $1.25 million over a period of years that they're putting into play here.
Right.
That's a huge step up, isn't it?
Eric, I tell you what, we were told after we had this initiative and after it started getting some movement, after about 3 or 4 months, we were faced with the comments like, well, do you have an exit plan? We needed a spark. And through the help of Mike Card, past chairman of ATA, Flying J, Pilot Flying J, came up with this 5-year plan, as you just mentioned. $1.25 million, that's huge.
Yeah.
Love's Truck Stop, they came up. We've got Old Dominion Trucking. We need to get more and more people involved in this because I think a lot of the suppliers and the vendors across this country have said this is an initiative that we've been waiting for. This is something because as we, as the trucking companies prosper, mm-hmm. guess what? So do we, and we get to sell our goods.
Right.
I think that's really important.
You know, and I've seen the feedback on my program over the last 18 years just doing this one program. We've had calls, and it's anecdotal evidence, but certainly it is unsolicited drivers saying what we need is a louder voice for the industry overall. Right. Everybody getting involved to say this is what we do, this is who we are. This mm-hmm. is what this is.
Exactly. As I said earlier, Eric, it doesn't matter. How about if you're union or non-union? It doesn't matter.
Right.
If you're hauling into the ports or whether you're a flatbed carrier, like I said, or a reefer, you've got the same type of license, per se, that you need to get. But I use the example when I speak about the cement truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a gentleman or a woman that's sitting basically in the middle of the road with this big thing turning around.
Right.
And, you know, he's doing the same type of rules and regulations we all are.
Right.
But we need to appreciate them as well as the fire truck driver.
Yes.
Fire truck driver is just as important.
Exactly.
And he needs to be appreciated.
Yep. And it's great that we have so many players that are getting involved. We encourage everybody to do it as well. Yep. And it's just really great. What else you want to talk about? Something I'm hearing about the Young Leaders Program. Tell us about that. Give us the basics on that.
Started a couple years ago. Mike Card, past chairman again, had an initiative, and it was one that I firmly believe in. Matter of fact, he and I talked about it years ago about the younger people were not getting them involved in. Mm-hmm. A lot of the companies, as soon as the younger generation moves up, it's like, well, mom and dad went to the conventions and they did this and that, but I'm really not into that. So
right.
it's important that we get those people to understand how important associations are and what the trucking industry is.
Yeah.
And in saying that, we've got the young trucking executives, if you will. We started up. We had 17 or 18, I think, in the inaugural one,
mm-hmm.
which they just got their graduation certificates. We've got 13 more men and women that are going to be going to four or five different events during the year, Eric, to understand what it's like to go to Capitol Hill to talk to your congressman or your senator, if you will. Also media, just what you and I are doing right now.
Yeah.
Somebody comes into their facility and says, hey, what's the story about these truck accidents? Well, you need to have an answer rather than no comment.
Right.
There's a lot
exactly.
of that we're trying to get across.
Yeah, it's awesome. And if they want to learn more, where can they go?
Well, they can call the ATA. I mean, that's where it's at. Just call it and get the local representative to tell you what's at.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Always good talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.